I'm Don Matthews, and my guests today are baritone Christopher Nomura and pianist Daniel Lockhart. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having us. It's great.
Christopher, I read that you made your professional opera debut at age 6 and your first principal role at age 11. What was it like being a kid in the opera?
I was very lucky. I was very lucky to have both parents who loved music and saw that I, or at least heard that I had an interest in singing when I was running around the house as a 4, 5, 6 year old. And they auditioned me for the San Francisco Boys Chorus. I was living across the bay, but singing for the San Francisco Boys Chorus for 7 years was, without question, one of the greatest things for me in my life, to perform not just on the opera stages with the greats of Pavarotti and Kyrie Kanawa and Joan Sutherland, but also to travel to the White House and sing for presidents like Gerald Ford and Richard Nixon, and travel the world and go to countries like Romania and Bulgaria. It was a tremendous experience for me as a young boy growing up in this world with music, and how music travels to different countries. It was phenomenal.
And that experience on stage for the first time just to give you something that you just felt like, yes, I want to do this?
You know, I loved it from the very start. I didn't just love the performance aspect of it. You know, singing on stage was great, but, you know, I actually really loved being in rehearsals. I couldn't understand it when friends of mine that I would recruit for the boys' chorus would say, Chris, that wasn't really that much fun. But I loved it. I loved the whole process. I loved sight reading new music. I loved working out the soprano alto parts with 25 other singers in a room and getting the right intonation. And I loved my conductors, who were all phenomenal. I really liked working the physical, you know, we took voice lessons. We had physical voice lessons. So learning how to sing the pitch correctly and with the right breathing technique was really important at, believe it or not, at 7 and 8 years old.
Was there a teacher at that
time?
That really?
All the teachers really knew the technique, and it was very important to have a clear bell-like sound. You couldn't have air rushing through your voices. And so the sopranos that gravitated towards the top as solo sopranos had to have clear voices. And so that has stayed with me throughout my career.
I'm speaking with Christopher Nomura, who is performing on Sunday as part of a program called With Malice Toward None, With Charity for All. We're going to hear a little bit of singing from Christopher. What are you going to sing for us first, Chris?
I would love to start with a piece that I think brings us together. It's called At the River by Aaron Copland. It's one of his folk songs. And it's a song that I think starts off this program in a very meaningful way for all of us, humanity, to come together.
By the river, where bright angels' feet have trod, with its crystal tide forever flowing by the throne of God. The beautiful river, gather with the saints by the river that flows by the throne of God. soon our pilgrimage will cease. Soon our happy hearts will quiver with the melody of peace. We'll gather by the river, the beautiful river. Gather with the saints by the river that flows by the throne of God.
That was baritone Christopher Nomura and pianist Daniel Lockhart in At the River by Aaron Copland. Wonderful singing, beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, you have performed operas all over the world, and you've also appeared in a film version, Madama Butterfly, with Martin Scorsese directing. What was that like? How was that different?
How was it different? So different because it had the budget of a film score versus that of a stage presentation. They spared no costs in making sure that we were taken care of. We were filmed on location in Tunisia, of all places, in Africa, and it was a beautiful setting. They set up a Japanese village in the middle of a remote area in Tunisia, and we spent about 6 weeks, I would say, filming the entire opera. Gorgeous setting. I was very lucky to be able to even arrive 2 to 3 weeks earlier to train on a horse, I got a chance to ride on a horse with an instructor through the mountains and onto the shores of the Mediterranean, literally riding a horse on the Mediterranean. My colleagues were very, very jealous because I definitely had the part that had the most fringe benefits.
And did you have to alter the way you sang it? Because obviously the microphone in a film is a much more sensitive mic. It's you know, designed to pick up a simple conversation. And obviously singing opera takes it's resonant. And, well, you have to do something differently, I would think.
Yeah, the setup was very unique in that we actually recorded the score in a recording studio. It was in Paris. Again, another one of those things we just had to do, going to Paris for about 4 weeks to record with the Paris National Orchestra and with James Conlon as the conductor, who's tremendous. We were all recorded individually with the orchestra, obviously, and there was a chorus. And then what they did was they edited it for the CD. And then they sent us the edited version, and we had to practice it over and over and over again so that when we went on location, they made sure they piped in the sound of the score. And so we had to basically lip sync our way through the actual filming.
So essentially singing along with yourself?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. But it was piped through loudspeakers. And, you know, you can imagine some of the animals that they used were startled by the loud music. So part of my trainer's job was to make sure my horse remained very calm.
I'm speaking with baritone Christopher Nomura live here on JPR. And you were also in the original Broadway cast of Allegiance, which is inspired in part by the childhood of George Takei. Now, most of us know George Takei and his long-term role as Sulu in Star Trek.
That's right.
But he also wrote a very moving account of his experience growing up as a... Well, why don't you... you probably can better explain it than I.
Sure. You know, George was the inspiration for the creation of this musical, Allegiance. And basically, the short version is that, you know, he met the creators of this musical. And he was able to really give them a very heartfelt account of his experiences in the camps, but also more than that, his relationship with his family, how it affected his father, his relationship with his parents. And the musical is really a fictional story, how it, the community rallied itself through this horrific, these horrific conditions and circumstances. And really, I think George's message was really a one about strength and how the people that were put in this position managed to really fight through such adversity. And that really is the story of Allegiance. It really is about how, again, how it affected the different generations, you know, the younger generation versus the older one, the Issei's, who didn't understand what was going on, but also felt an allegiance to, you know, to themselves and the pride that they had, and the pride that and the shame actually that they felt being put into such conditions. It's a tremendous, it was a great experience to be part of this musical, and I was very honored to be in this tremendous cast of performers.
How did they get in touch with you?
I was very fortunate to work with one of the creators in a previous production, in an opera production years before. And he remembered me, thank God, and I was brought in for an audition. And you know, the piece resonated for me as a Japanese American, and it really, it felt right to do it. I was very honored to be selected, and they wanted to have a baritone voice in the show, which is predominantly for higher voices, and I think the baritone voice fit the role of the father of this musical, and it did work. It was wonderful.
My guest today is baritone Christopher Nomura, who is performing live on Sunday. Chris, can you sing something else for us?
I would love to. A piece called A Curse on Geographers by a wonderful composer, Stefania De Kennessy from New York City. This is a tremendous piece. I think the words will speak for itself.
Upon, not reasons to remain at home. Shall we make journeys only to see the same stars? All the same old stars circling. Circling, just circling through the night. Shall we breathe the same air, or sail across the ocean, only to discover our own islands are the shore? Let oceans spill their green from off the edges, from off the edges of the earth. Let the curving plain unbend itself behind the mountain. Put the wind all back into the cheeks of demons. Voice pronounce your desire. an earth to walk upon, not reasons to remain at home. Shall we make journeys only to see the same stars? All the same old stars circling. Circling, just circling through the night and seeing the round world flat again.
That was baritone Christoffer Nomura and pianist Daniel Lockhart performing A Curse on Geographers by Stefania de Kennessy. Wow, just marvelous, Christoffer, and really wonderful, wonderful piece of music.
Thank you.
Allegiance and the show, the concert that's coming up on Sunday with Malice Toward None, with Charity for All, as part of the Heart of Humanity series, have social themes obviously connected to them. Do you see a link between music and art and healing in a way?
Well, that was the inspiration of this series, really the inspiration of, at least for our program. And I know that Ethan Gans-Morse has worked really hard to tie each of his programs together to show the significance of art and music and how it can represent our social atmosphere, our social circumstance, and certainly experiences through wonderful poetry. And I feel very strongly that art plays a very significant role in us as human beings to be able to persevere through the deepest and darkest of moments in our lives. And obviously right now we are faced with tremendous adversity in our world, whether it's, you know, politically, but also socially, economically. Our ecology is in trouble. We have lots of things that we certainly need to pay attention to. And I think that the arts allows for us to see inside of those experiences, but also helps us heal. And that really, our hope, in putting this program together is that it really allows for us to see even the beautiful side of, you know, surviving through these dark times. And these incredible composers that we have for Sunday's program really helps us see music as a healer for our world, for sure.
And the program includes two world premieres by yes. Jody French and Ethan Gans-Morse. Did you work with the composers a little bit on
the piece? I did, yes. We both were able to work through the pieces together. I will say also that it was a wonderfully creative process because, you know, Ethan, we the two pieces were formed for specifically for this program, for this theme. And when Ethan brought up the idea of me actually even participating in his series over a year ago, the intention was to have world premieres, specifically by Mr. Gans-Morse as well as Jody French. And so I've actually been through the process of the evolution of these songs. And so it's been really great to be able to finally come to Sunday and present them in front of this wonderful public.
Can you sing one more for us?
Absolutely. I'm glad you brought up Allegiance. I think that Gaman is a song that actually was written, was a number that was sung by the chorus, as well as a couple of the leads. Lea Salonga sang part of this song. I think it's absolutely fitting for this concert and for our show today.
Great. This is Gaman from Allegiance by Jay Kuo, as arranged by Lynn Schenkel, in a performance this afternoon on Jefferson Public Radio that features baritone Christopher Nomura and pianist Daniel Lockhart. That was Gammon from Allegiance, music by Jay Kuo, an arrangement by Lynn Schenkel, and a performance that featured baritone Christopher Nomura and pianist Daniel Lockhart. Christopher, beautiful. That was just beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you so much.